I said. Better get Uncle Doge before we go any farther with this, Tobo. I spotted Kendo Cutter and Runmust. You guys finally back? How did it go?
Perfect, just like you planned it.
Sarah asked, You have my present?
They're logging him in now. He's still out cold.
Drop him right here where I can chat with him when he comes around. Sarah had a wicked gleam in her eye. I chuckled. Soulcatcher thinks we're following some grand, carefully orchestrated master plan, exquisitely fashioned by a great strategic mastermind. If she knew we were just stumbling around in the dark, hoping we stay lucky until we can open the way for the captured. One Eye barked,
You telling me you masterminds don't got a next step ready to go, little girl?
We have several. I did. And I'm sure the next one hasn't ever occurred to Soulcatcher as being within the realm of possibility. I'm going to bring Master Centaraxi to home for supper and give him a chance to sign up for the adventure of a lifetime.
Hehe, I knew it.
Uncle Doge joined us. He was seriously peeved about the way he had been treated lately. I told him. One of our friends just reported a conversation between the Thousand Voices and the Radisha. The process of reasoning is beyond my imagination, but the Thousand Voices has decided that all her troubles recently are the fault of a master of the Path of the Sword who should have been killed a long time ago. When last seen, she was off to visit the folks at the Vingol Gang Temple to ask about the man. You may be familiar with that temple. Doge lost color. His sword hand trembled for an instant. His right eyelid twitched. He turned toward Sarah. Sarah told him,
It's true.
What can she learn there?
Speak the tongue of the people.
No. The master of the Path of the Sword accepted what he could not control. You would have to say he was somewhat less than gracious about it, though, if you wanted to report the whole truth. I said, You still have a book we want, and you could tell us a great deal that we could use, I think. He was a stubborn old man. He was determined not to let me stampede him into anything. I said, The Thousand Voices has sent for Mogaba. She means to have the army come dig us out. If I could, I'd like to get out of Taglios before she starts. But we have a lot to do and a lot to find out before we can go. Your help would be invaluable. As I keep reminding you, you have people under that plane too.
Huh?
What?
Sleepy?
Sarah said.
Goblin, see what's the matter with her.
I'm all right. I'm fine.
I just had what you call an epiphany, I think. Listen. All the evidence indicates that Soulcatcher thinks the captured are dead, which would mean that she believes Long Shadow is dead. We know he's not, which is why we're not worried right now. But if she doesn't know, why isn't she amazed that the world hasn't been overrun by shadows?
I got a lot of blank looks for my trouble. Even from the wizards.
I said, Look, what it means is it doesn't matter if Long Shadow is dead or alive after all, as long as he stays inside the Shadow Gate. There isn't a doomsday sword hanging over the world, certain to fall when the madman croaks. Somebody besides the cleverest wizards will.